Good.
Oh, thanks.
Yep. All right.
Feel good to get a 100-yard game under your belt after the surgery?
Yeah, it felt real good. You know, it's been something I wanted to do the first game back, but, you know, unfortunately it didn't happen, and we got it done this week. So just as a group, we felt like it was pretty good.
How much
game
was,
rushing.
I'm sorry. How much of a benchmark have you used that as, like, I'm back if I can get to 100-yard games or not?
Not really, because I look at the previous two games, I could easily, three games, I could easily had over 100 yards, you know, just different circumstances prevented that from happening, but we got the W, so that kind of, you know, it's easy to overlook it.
Why were you able to hit the holes as hard as you were in Detroit?
Say it again?
Why were you able to hit the holes? It looked like you really got to them and were able to power through them, maybe more so than other games.
I don't know. I'm getting stronger, you know, and what I say that every week. You know, I feel myself just improving and taking those steps in the right direction.
You think you're running as well as you ever did?
Say it again?
Think you're rushing as well as you ever did?
I feel like I'm doing pretty good compared to last year. I would say I'm probably there. But I still have a long ways to go on my schedule of being full speed and back and better.
How's your confidence?
My confidence is sky high. You know, I'm surrounded by a good group of guys, so they, you know, the offensive line make it easy for me up front. But the confidence is key. You got to have that to play
this game. You guys
got
as many weapons as anybody in the league now with you and Harvin and
Grown.
And assorted other people.
Yeah, you know, and offensively, we have a lot of guys that we can and get acquainted and, you know, put the ball in their hand, and they can make some plays, you know. So, you know, I'm sure that's some trouble for, you know, the opposing defense, but that's what we want.
Was this one of the better offensive line performances they've had? I mean, you guys ran it. Detroit knew you were going to run it. They're putting people out there, and you guys still were running it consistently and back-to-back plays and long stretches of plays.
Yeah, I feel like it was a good performance up front. You know, they really got started previous week against San Fran and just back though with the same type of performance. We knew what type of front we was going up against. And, you know, we just practiced all week and guys were focused and in tune, making sure they executed, you know, and we was able to do the same thing on the field.
Can you sense the frustration on the other side? I mean, I think with the stretch where you ran like 8 or 9 times in a row and was productive. I mean, were you starting to sense the frustration on their end? You know, you can't stop this?
Oh, yeah. You know, you see the body language of the defenders, and, you know, they have a few choice words that may come out that might indicate that as well. And then, you know, towards the third and fourth quarter, you see those guys just kind of landing down, not really coming in with the same type of physicality on different plays. So that's when, you know, guys are shutting it down, and we sense that.
Adrian, how much do you look at other backs in the league, you know, maybe Chris Johnson, to see what those guys are doing?
Really not that often. You know, if I'm at home and I got on SportsCenter or NFL Network, then, you know, if it come across, then I'll check it out, but it's not something I'm looking up.
You never compare yourself to any of those other guys?
Do I compare myself to them? Not really. That's for you guys to do. You know, I play down the best. You know, I practice to be the best. So focusing on other guys is not going to help me get there.
Two or three years ago, I mean, Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson would have been a very hyped matchup. Do you feel like, does it still mean anything to you to be going up against a guy that comparatively you guys are pretty tight?
Yeah, he is pretty good. I'm going to elaborate since it's too much. But it feels good. I can say that. You know, just as far as competition, as an offense, you know, we're sound with our run game. You know, of course, they run the ball well. You know, so that's something we take pride in. You know, as a group, you know, offensively, is running the ball. You know, so it's gonna be, you know, yeah, we want to go out and do our job, and I rush these guys.
How much easier does it make their job the way Harvin's been playing through four games? It's just kind of unbelievable.
Oh yeah, it's extremely easy. Yeah, I catch myself during the games, just like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Relax when other guys are making plays, because that's what it's all about. You know, I'm not just the eye guy. You know, like, it's all about me. I love having guys surrounding me that can also, you know, get the job done.
Are you surprised that the kind of game he's playing, that moving around different positions, special teams, carrying the ball, catching the ball?
No, I'm not surprised at all. You know, just to be honest with you, personally, probably one of the best players I've seen. And I've been playing football my entire life. He's special.
You've had upwards of 20 touches in every game so far. Is your knee and your whole body still responding well to that workload?
Yeah. It's I'm getting more, you know, I'm getting better each week, you know, just fine-tuning. I'm getting stronger. I'm just doing the necessary things to take care of my body, icing and doing different treatments and stretching and stuff just to keep. But I'm feeling great.
Did you see Steven Tulloch spiking your shoe after he pulled it off?
No.
He was getting a little frustrated.
I was frustrated, too, that it came off because I could have been out the gate. But, no, I didn't see that.
What about the passing game? Seems they're throwing them more than they have in the past.
Yeah. You know, it's just I know as a group, running back group, we're standing in the quarterback ears. You know, hey, give us the ball. You know, throw the ball. Just, you know, even if you got to go through your, you know, your reads, just know that we're going to be in our, you know, our check down or, you know, our position and come back and find us. We'll get two or three. That's better than, you know, throwing the ball out or something like that. And yeah, I think just if I continue saying that to him, he's took note and he's been kind of dishing the ball down to us.
Gives you another weapon, right?
Say again?
Gives you another good weapon. Get out in the open.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, moving Charlie to left guard, does that help in the running game at all? He seems to be pretty active. He can be playing really well.
I think he's doing good. I would probably be a question for him, but I feel like he's more comfortable in at that position. And I think he's been handling it well.
All right, guys. Thanks.